Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 42 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. I am coming to you today from my car. Again, I seem to get a lot of good podcast work done when you're sitting here in the passenger seat next to me. I'm headed to the auto repair shop to get my oil changed, which happens to be owned by my father-in-law. Yes, that means that I married the mechanic's daughter. And yes, she can change a tire if she needs to. So headed out there with you today. And I thought we might talk about this thing that I've always struggled with when it comes to teaching, whether it be teaching students or teaching teachers, or I've even dealt with this in like Sunday school class and everything. And that is so picture this. You're in a class, let's say you've got, you know, let's say you got 25 students and they're all seated and you need to tell them something. Let's say that maybe you're not doing direct instruction for like a super long time, but you got to do a little bit of it. And then maybe they go off and start working on an activity. And of those 25, you have 24 totally engaged, totally connected, pretty much interested kids. But there's that one. And that one seems distracted or can't seem to keep his or her eyes open or just is not having it. And I've had the hardest time with this before. I don't know about you, but I will think about that one student. And sometimes if I'm up in the front of the room and I'm talking, I will feel like I'm doing cartwheels or like dancing around or doing something trying to get this kid's attention. I'm not the one who will call on them over and over again and think that that's going to get their, you know, get them connected to the lesson. But I've always really struggled with this. And something that the conclusion that I've come to that I have to remind myself when it comes to students this way, you know, I'm not in the classroom right now, but I still do sub with in the my kids' elementary school. And so I just had this like last week. There was a little girl that just had the hardest time keeping her eyes open. Whenever I work with teachers doing professional development, and you know, they say that sometimes teachers can be the worst students. And so there'll be that group in the back corner that is talking or looking on their phones and doesn't give me any, you know, bit of attention. And, I get into this and I start to think, what can I do to draw that one person in? And I totally lose sight of the fact that there are, in this classroom we were describing earlier, that there are 24 engaged, attentive kids that are learning. And that class will get over with and I'll think, well, that was a total waste. Not a total waste, I shouldn't say that, but that was a loss. Like, I wasn't doing my job because I kept thinking about that one kid. And I think we've got to remind ourselves, oh my goodness, that class right there, where if you have 24 kids who were paying attention and one that was struggling, that's still a win. You know, think about all of the kids, and even if there are a few of them that aren't totally, totally engaged, because you never know, you know? You never know what's going on with those kids. If they didn't get a good night of sleep, if mom and dad were at home fighting last night and they just couldn't rest, or if they've got some sort of issue going on that they can't get their mind off of. And I think we should do whatever we can to reach out to those kids and to try to help them out and try to build those relationships. But I don't think that we can totally beat ourselves up if we don't have 100% attention all of the time. So if that's you today, or if that was you yesterday, then just remember that even if there's that one, or if there are a couple that you didn't totally reach, just remind yourself. Don't beat yourself up too much, and just remind yourself of all the impact that you're making with everybody else. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.